Hundreds of Muslim Texans traveled by bus to Austin for a regular event that's known as Texas Muslim Capital Day. The goal, to learn about the political process and meet with legislators. On the Capitol steps, the group was greeted by a group of boisterous protesters.
Islam will never dominate the United States!
KERA's Dwale Saikautau was there, and she's on the line with me now. Dwale, can you describe those protesters?
It was a small but vocal group, about a dozen people from different parts of Texas. Janet Kelly is from Clear Lake, and she was holding a sign that reads, "I am the infidel that Allah warned you about," and she tried to explain to me what that means, but let's listen to what she says.
Muslims need to know that we will not submit to Sharia law on American soil. If they're going to stand with Americans and be on American soil, they need to stand for you, they need to stand for me, they need to stand for your children, America's children. They will not answer the question, will they stand and fight against radical Islamics?
Dwale, this event was sponsored by the Council on American Islamic Relations. You spoke to a few of the group's volunteers. How did they react to the hecklers?
Actually, the organizers said they welcomed the protesters and felt it was an opportunity to teach them about who Muslims are, especially here in Texas, and what they represent. But of course, as the speeches began, it was a bit startling when one of the anti-Muslim demonstrators grabbed the microphone and started shouting. Here's Ruth Nasrallah with the Houston chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. She was standing at the podium when a woman jumped up.
It was a sort of intense version of what people had been doing all day, which was trying to get in our face, trying to shout at us, trying to say that what we believe in is false. She just sort of did a physical manifestation of it. She apparently, I heard from people later, was sitting with our group sort of on the back of the steps and just kind of, and I guess a couple people thought, well, why is she there? And we're going to talk to her. But didn't, and then she just, as soon as I got up to start the program, she just ran up and grabbed the mic, and it was shocking.
How did the legislators in Austin react?
A lot of the senators and representatives said they weren't available to meet with their Muslim constituents, but their aides generally welcomed the students, you know, the parents, community organizers, and activists. One state representative, however, Republican Molly White of Belton, south of Waco, wasn't in Austin, but she left instructions for her staff to ask any Muslim visitors to renounce Islamic terrorist groups and publicly announce their allegiance to America. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss, a Republican from San Antonio, released this statement. He says, "The Texas state capitol belongs to all the people of the state, and legislators have a responsibility to treat all visitors just as we expect to be treated, with dignity and respect."
That's KERA's Dwale Saikautau. I understand you'll have a full report on Morning Edition tomorrow at 8:20. Thanks, Dwale.
You're welcome.